When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Tommy Lugauer.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
Tommy the legend.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. And we do have breaking news, which is no surprise because After Hours is the premier show for breaking news here on WFAN. The Yankees are finally, we all thought it would be a week or so ago, but the day has finally come. The Yankees are calling up George Lombard Jr. Yes, that is the sounder for breaking news. And that's exactly what we have. George Lombard Jr., the present shortstop, and you hope the future shortstop for the next 10 to 15 years for the Yankees. And look, I think back to last year with Nolan McLean when he got called up. And in many ways, Met fans viewed him as the savior every time he took the mound. And in a lot of ways here, and obviously reinforcements came through the trade deadline, and you hope that Stanton and Judge come back before this year is over. But in a lot of ways, Lombard is going to be viewed here as a savior. And that's part of the territory when you're a prospect, especially the top prospect in a system, and there's all this hype surrounding you. And quite frankly, the shortstop position has been a mess for quite some time. And the other part of this story is, and this is a major celebration for Yankee fans, I know, Volpe getting sent down, Dominguez also getting sent down. And when it comes to Anthony Volpe, look, unless he wants to learn another position, unless he wants to be a utility player, I just think Anthony Volpe's career with the Yankees is over. I think that experiment is over. I think the sports nepotism that bothered Yankee fans for so long is finally over. I mean, Lombard is, yes, the new prince that is promised, but you talk about the top prospect in their system, and the Yankees did something that many didn't think they would do. They essentially are cutting ties with Volpe. They're sending him down, and they are anointing Lombard their shortstop, basically like an acquisition at the trade deadline. And as far as Dominguez, and I've been saying this now for a while, Jason Dominguez has been more hype than substance. Quite frankly, his baseball IQ is not very high. Whether it's taking bad angles on balls or oversliding the bases, we've seen that now the last couple of weeks. To me, Dominguez, and all you need to know is the Yankees just sent him down. They obviously had this planned out. they don't trade Dominguez. It tells me that his value is extremely low, which is saying a lot considering that he had so much hype coming up the system, and Mike Trout and Mickey Mantle, and those are some of the names he was compared to, and he's still 23 years old. You would figure, hey, the Yankees could trade Dominguez and get back a pitcher, a bullpen arm, something like that, and that did not happen. Instead, the Yankees sent him down, and we talked about this a lot heading into the deadline. The Yankees have a lot of dead weight that they need to shave off this team. Volpe being one of them. Now he's sent down, so that's good. Dominguez being another. He got sent down. Trent Grisham, another. And you figured Wells would at least platoon for the rest of the year, but Brian Cashman basically sat back and allowed the Rays and Red Sox to acquire catchers. And the Yankees, unbelievably, just almost general manager malpractice, did not acquire a catcher. Forget, okay, they didn't overpay or they didn't get the top catcher on the market or even the second catcher on the market. No, the Yankees didn't get a single catcher at the trade deadline, something I thought was 100% certain, which just goes to show you, other than death taxes, nothing is certain. Because I thought it was a slam dunk that the Yankees would do that and Brian Cashman.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
I would do that, and he did not. But one thing he did do, and the Yankees did do here, which I think is brilliant. Look, and we're going to get into it a lot throughout the night here, but obviously with the breaking news, we have to start with Lombard getting called up. This is a very smart tactic here because it was a horrible day for the Yankees. I think really across the board, horrible loss, in many ways an underwhelming trade deadline because they did not address the catcher position. I thought they should have addressed the bullpen as well because it's clearly taxed at this point. I mean, they're totally gassed in their bullpen, and they're going to rely on starting pitchers to go, like a Warren, a Weathers, a Schmidt, to go out to the bullpen and hopefully give them some reinforcements, because right now this pen is on E. They are gassed, and there's a long way to go in this season. And when you have a bullpen that's tired in August, it's not exactly going to get rested up anytime soon. So I thought adding another arm, especially when you dump Duvall, which I agree with, especially when you dump Bird, which I agree with, I thought the Yankees and Brian Cashman would add another bullpen arm here at the deadline. They did not do that. So you had the extremely disappointing loss. You know, the storybook, Luis Garcia Jr. hits the home run. First game as a Yankee, obviously the first game at Yankee Stadium. The dramatic home run, everything about that looked like a movie. You know, his reaction to it, the dugout's reaction to it, obviously the fans' reaction to it. It felt like a Hollywood script. Well, that Hollywood script had an M. Night Shyamalan twist that nobody saw coming, because The Yankees ended up giving up, I don't know, 9 million runs the next inning as there were 10 home runs hit. And by the way, if you're a baseball purist, you hated this game. This is one of those games that if you are the old school baseball purist, you hated this game. It was home run derby. Neither starting pitcher could really throw a lot of strikes, especially Cam Schlittler. It was just a long, just a ton of foul balls, bad base running, bad defensive plays. I mean, most of that was Dominguez, but just if you're a baseball a purist and you like that 2-1 game and sort of that crisp, clean sort of sport we used to saw, you know, in yesteryear, you had to turn away tonight because it was just basically home run after home run. But everything looked like it was going to be this Hollywood ending, and it obviously went horribly wrong at the end. And that's nothing against, I mean, Garcia, he looks the part, and he looks tremendous. But bad loss, underwhelming trade deadline, and we'll get into more of all of this stuff later. Brian Cashman's comments about Aaron Judge, and I've been very much on the optimistic, very much on the positive sort of train that Aaron Judge is going to return this season. At first, initially, I thought it would be mid-August. Then I kind of shifted to early September. From what I heard from Brian Cashman today, I'm losing that optimism. Now, maybe it's a cat-and-mouse game. Maybe he's just being coy. I don't really see the point of being coy, especially now that the deadline has passed. But, and I understand he's talking before necessarily everything is totally, totally done. But still, I mean, the idea that there's still no timetable. We still don't know when Judge is going in for more imaging is not exactly the greatest news to hear when it's already August and you figure Judge is going to need, what, a month to ramp up and you want to see games under his belt before you get to October. And that's why, look, those are the three things I was going to lead with, all three of those coming out of the gate. Bad day for the Yankees. But, and like I said, it's a smart move. It's sort of a diversion tactic to say, well, all this bad stuff, don't look there. Look over here. George Lombard Jr. is getting called up. Smart. Not only does Lombard, and you also threw Volpe to the Wolves, so you gave angry fans some red meat. Dominguez, who not necessarily in the category of Volpe, but like I said, a lot of hype, not exactly a lot of substance, and a low baseball IQ. You got rid of and sent down two guys that fans were upset with, and you're calling up the young prospect, the number one prospect in your system, and that always creates a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energetic, just pumped upness, so to speak. And it allows the other stuff to be kind of secondary, but let's be real, it's not. It's not the lead now because Lombard, it's breaking news. But what happened today is still a big story. How the Yankees lost this game, big story. Trade deadline being underwhelming, not getting a catcher, not getting another bullpen arm, big story. Aaron Judge and his health, enormous story, but not the lead, because if you're just tuning in, breaking news, George Lombard Jr. is getting called up, and he will be the starting shortstop tomorrow. Volpe got sent down, Chavihi got sent down, Dominguez got sent down, so the Yankees are starting to cut a lot of that dead weight that needed to be cut. And obviously, Elliot Ramos will be here tomorrow. Garcia already made a massive impact. And like I said, he completely looks the part. And the idea of Stanton and Judge can come back, now you're talking, and Bellinger obviously is coming back, you're starting to look at a really deep and really powerful lineup here. But those are major ifs. And from what I heard from Brian Cashman today, it didn't exactly give me the utmost confidence. And this is somebody who is confident that Judge would come back. But for the first time, I felt, I don't know. I'm not sure. Stanton, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. The Yankees don't know. Let's be real. And nobody knows what's going on with Stanton. He's been out since the first round of the NBA playoffs. So, I mean, your guess is as good as mine if we're seeing him. And obviously, with the additions of Ramos and Garcia, you can live with Stanton not coming back. You obviously need Aaron Judge back in the lineup. But you gotta be pumped up. I mean, if you're just tuning in, like I said, the news of George Lombard Jr. being called up here. And look, he has all the tools to be the next great Yankee shortstop. And that's certainly a lot to put on his plate, but that's how it works around here, especially with a struggling offense, especially with, hey, as much as you like Caballero, and he's going to be, I would assume, in a third base rotation here going forward, because you got to give Lombard every opportunity to play. with the failure, and let's call it like it is, the abject failure of Anthony Volpe's Yankee career and the just poor shortstop play that he had, especially in the last year and change. And Caballero, who has his moments and certainly is a spark plug, and he gives the Yankees an edge that they don't always have. So I like him as more of a guy that doesn't play every single day. I think that's where Caballero fits best on a team, especially a postseason October playoff team. But you now have a guy that walks in here in George Lombard Jr. And, yeah, like I said, much like Nolan McLain last year, with the Mets rotation struggling, now with an offense struggling and with no timetable for Judge, no timetable for Stanton, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Lombard. And the way he handles this pressure, I don't think is any way an indictment if he handles it negatively. And if he is great, I don't think it's necessarily an anointing. It is what it is. It's the circumstances that are being put on the docket of this young player. But that's New York. I mean, once you put that uniform on, once you put the pinstripes on, unless it's just an awful year for the Yankees, which it rarely ever is, and obviously the Yankees are right in the thick of it, and they kind of have a two-way thing going on here. They have to try to catch up to the Rays, and last I checked, they were one out away from beating the Rockies, and they were up like four runs. So in all likelihood, we'll double-check in the break, but in all likelihood, Tampa won again. So the Yankees are, I think, four back in the loss column, trailing Tampa, and don't look now, but the Red Sox have been the hottest team in baseball for months, and for my money right now, they are the best team. We all know about the Dodgers, but the Red Sox are just on an all-time heater. And they have tremendous pitching, and they made a bunch of moves here at the deadline, and we'll get into all the moves around baseball here in the last couple days, but certainly the ones over the last 24 hours or so. And the big story, the most fresh story, is Lombard getting called up, but there's still a lot to unpack with the Yankees, including an awful loss, an underwhelming trade deadline, and what I think is the first sign of, at least for me, who has been very, very positive with the idea that Judge is returning this year. I thought today was the first sign of, ooh boy, I'm not sure if Aaron Judge is going to be playing baseball again this year.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.